So testing for the new South African variant of COVID-19 begins today in Southport after one case was found there. The town is one of several places around the country where this new variant has been found. Sefton Council is setting up a mobile testing unit and a team will be going door to door handing out home testing kits. And yesterday afternoon, Public Health England said it was investigating a cluster of cases in Liverpool, all of which were linked. Earlier, Health Secretary Matt Hancock told the Commons there have been 32 new cases in the city, which he described as mutations of concern. Well, Kevin Mortimer is Professor of Respiratory Medicine at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine and joins me now. Very good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
What exactly do we mean when we talk about variants and mutations then?
Well, these viruses are basically little bits of code, genetic code, and every time a new copy is made, that code is kind of written down again. And this is done millions and millions of times during every infection. And of course, every individual who's infected, there are millions of these little copying episodes going on. And from time to time, a mistake is made in the copying. And most of the time, that mistake is most unhelpful for the virus and nothing becomes of it. But once in a while, it gives the virus a little bit of an advantage, and then that new version starts to become the more dominant version. And an example of an advantage is one of the things that we've heard about is that some of the newer versions are somewhat more transmissible.
And it does. I mean, if to the layman, this does sound quite scary, really, when you hear words like mutations and things like that. It sounds a bit sci-fi. Is this quite normal, a development like this, when we're talking about a coronavirus?
Well, you see, this kind of thing is going on all of the time. But you're right; it does sound very alarming, and quite a bit of the language that's used around these things is somewhat alarming. It's certainly true that we need to take these things very seriously. And really, what's going on here is just trying to gather the best possible information about these new versions, which is a slightly tamer way of describing them, so that we can respond to them, either in terms of changing our behaviour around them, or now that we've got these fabulous vaccines, or just to tweak the vaccines a little bit. So this kind of thing is going on all of the time. We're particularly familiar with it, of course, in relation to flu, where it's very, very routine that flu does this all of the time. And each year, our flu vaccines have taken into account all the mischiefs the flu viruses have got up to in the previous year.
Sefton Council is starting to take action in Southport today, and the Public Health England is investigating a cluster of cases in Liverpool as well. How important is it that the action is swift and decisive when it comes to situations like this?
It's absolutely critical, and I think taking part and everyone doing their bit here will be crucial. As well, making the most of the opportunity to get vaccinated when that comes through, because that's the bit that's a real game changer here.
And just to explain, the variant that they found in Southport is different from the one that they've found in Liverpool. Is that right?
I'm not sure about. But it's all of this is a kind of a variation on the same kind of theme. The kind of thing that viruses do all of the time. And the thing is just to gather the information about them. So because actually we're getting the upper hand here now. We've got the most fabulous tool to get this virus under control, which is all of these different kinds of vaccines. So we're in an extremely good position to respond as we gather the information about exactly what these different versions look like and adjust the vaccines. And that's something that can be done much more quickly than we saw with, we're starting from a running start rather than a standing point.
And if some new strains of the virus are found to be easier to catch than others, which I think is what they've said about the South African variant, does that necessarily make them more dangerous?
No, not at all. I mean, in many ways, it's in the virus's interest to not be so dangerous, because if you like, the virus is wants to continue living, and it needs its host, i.e. us, to continue living. But what is in its interest is to maximize its opportunity to spread. And I think we're that's one of the things that we're seeing, is that these new versions do seem to be a bit more transmissible. And but of course, we've again got some good, we're all very well versed with what we need to do in terms of our social distancing and hand washing and mask wearing and complying with the lockdown rules. And those are some of the most useful ways of addressing this too.
Yeah, and it is, you mentioned there about the vaccine. It is easy to get hysterical about the vaccine and say, oh, well, the vaccine might not be able to cope with it. But that's the current range of vaccines that we've actually got. You anticipate then that there shouldn't be a problem, but we would be expected to tweak vaccines all the time, would we?
Yes, I imagine this will be an ongoing story, that different versions of this that have changed slightly get picked up, are responded to entirely appropriately, as is happening here right now. And then that information feeds through to these amazing scientists that have this, have created all of these vaccines, and then they can tweak what they're putting into them.
We were talking about this yesterday on the show, Kevin, about the fact that the number of the cases of flu have dropped by 95% this year. What would that be, just because everyone's distancing? Is that the simple explanation?
Yeah, we think that's basically what's going on here, is that all of the measures that we've taken to address the much more transmissible coronavirus have done the same thing for flu extremely, extremely effectively.
And of course, that means, I suppose, it's now more difficult to come up with a flu vaccine for next year, isn't it? Because there's less to work with there.
Yes, although that machinery is so well oiled that I think we'll also be okay on that front. And generally, there's very careful surveillance of what's happening on the other side of the world when they have their winter to prepare us for what we need to do in our winter, and then vice versa. So I actually think that will all be wearing away nicely in the background too.
And I know you spend some of your time on the wards at Aintree Hospital. Have you noticed any signs of the situation improving there at all recently?
Oh, yeah. So I'm so lucky I get to work on Ward 23 at Aintree. I tell you, it has been very tough going, and the kind of losses that some people have experienced of late have been heartbreaking. But at the same time, we're making good progress. You know, throughout all of this, we have been able to get lots of people better and get lots of people home. We're continuing to do so. We have got better treatments than we had at the start of all of this, and it is it does just feel like maybe we're turning the corner. And let's hope this is just the last time we have to turn the corner with this.
Yeah, and just finally, because I think it's important to hear from people like yourselves on things like this. When we heard the other day that there was this new type of the virus in PR9, which is in Southport, if you live in PR9, it would be very, very easy to panic and be more worried because of this. But it's not necessarily the case that we should be more worried, is it? The types and the new types of the virus are being discovered.
Not at all. I certainly wouldn't panic. I would see this very much as something to help the authorities with giving them this additional information to work with. So view it very much as contributing to being part of that that solution, and then taking the advice that really is along the lines of complying as fully as possible with the lockdown rules.
Nice speaking with you, Kevin. Thank you for coming on, as always.
It's a pleasure.
That is Professor Kevin Mortimer there from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Just gone 8:15.